Chapter 9. Ritzy Rose pushed the heavy velvet curtains aside and tore past Pinkie Pie.
My sass!
She burst out onto the stage, causing Sapphire Shores and her dancers' routine to come to a screeching halt. The music stopped as Ritzy Rose cried out again. Her pretty face contorted into an expression of despair.
All my beautiful sets have been ruined.
Who would do such a thing? Moonlight Melody asked as she rushed out to the stage to support her friend. She put a supportive hoof on Ritzy's back. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Some pony is clearly trying to sabotage me,
whined Ritzy Rose, jutting out her red-painted lips.
Of course this would happen to me.
Every pony take five while we check this out.
Jazzhoof sighed and waved his hoof at Sapphire Shores and her dancers. They scattered into groups to whisper about the drama. Jazzhoof seemed sceptical of the claim, and for good reason. Ritzy Rose was known in the music community as the pony most likely to make a mountain out of a breezy hill. Last year, the Pegasus had made a huge fuss about the fact that there were red apples instead of green ones in her dressing room. Even though Pinkie Pie really wanted to finish her conversation with Lyra and Bon Bon, she couldn't help following the curious group of ponies as Ritzy led the way to the storage area where all the sets were being held. It was supposed to be locked up tight, but the heavy wooden door was wide open, with the gigantic metal padlock swinging. The room had been cordoned off into 8 sections, one for each of the Pop Pony of the Year nominees to store the over-the-top musical menagerie set pieces that Jazzhoof had demanded they all order. There was so much wild and crazy stuff it reminded Pinkie Pie of her own party supply cave back home in Ponyville.
It's so beautiful, Pinkie cooed as she trotted past a pair of giant sculpted swans that had slides built into their backs for Moonlight Melody's performance, a light-up Ursa Major backdrop for jewel tones, and hundreds of stuffed bunnies for Feather Bangs' ridiculous number.
There was even something that resembled Pinkie's giant party cannon, only this one was black and painted with a big pink bow on the side.
Over there, Ritzy cried out dramatically. See for yourselves.
Sure enough, Ritzy's section was a disaster. The teal and purple rhinestone platforms that her dancers were supposed to stand on during the show looked as if some pony had bucked holes into them. And the peacock feather curtains had been ripped to shreds. Glittering feathery debris lay everywhere. Every pony erupted into a tizzy. Jazzhoof began pacing back and forth, tugging on his yellow mane and hyperventilating.
Look! Wailed Daisy Chain. Something's wrong with mine, too!
She galloped over to her section. All it had was a papier-mâché cow on wheels, a gingham curtain and a bunch of hay bales made from glow sticks tied together. Daisy was obviously going for a country glam look in her number.
Some pony moved my cow!
I think what you meant to say is that some pony moved it, Pinkie corrected. Every pony turned as Crown Piece burst into the storage room. She galloped over to Pinkie Pie and Songbird, nearly dropping her saddlebag full of notes and schedules in the process.
What happened? I came back from my errands and no pony was on stage.
Several other nominees were now discovering that their sets had also been tampered with, but none to the extent of Ritzy Rose's disaster. There was also iridescent rainbow glitter everywhere for some odd reason. Crown Piece paused and looked around at the sparkly destruction.
Did something happen?
I'm afraid so. Songbird shook her head sadly. It looks like poor Ritzy's sets have been ransacked.
How terrible, muttered Crown Piece. She hung her head, looking as if she might cry. Her wavy gold mane fell over her eyes. Then she quickly began fumbling with her files to look for something. Maybe Ritzy Rose can go minimal with her performance like you.
Hey, that's weird. The culprit left your stuff alone, Rara.
Pinkie Pie motioned to Countess Coloratura's storage area. The giant model of a tiger's head was completely intact. Perhaps whoever had committed the act had run out of time.
Maybe they just really like tigers.
Moonlight Melody appeared beside them.
That is really strange, now that you mention it.
She raised a suspicious brow. Immediately, Ritzy Rose's eyes moved right to Countess Coloratura.
Why would your things be the only ones untouched, Rara? Unless you had something to do with this.
Ritzy's piercing blue eyes bore into her. Countess Coloratura opened her mouth, but all that came out were a few panicky stutters.
But I would never.
It appeared that Rara was now the pony in the spotlight, but for all the wrong reasons.